102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations that empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on an organization called Girls Leading Girls. And to tell us about the organization is the founding executive director of Girls Leading Girls, Miss Brianna Russell. Hello. Welcome.
Hi, Sterling.
Thank you for being here. And you brought one of your young members with you, Jennifer Lopez Valencia. Hello, Jennifer. Welcome as well.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. All right. So Brianna, let's make sure our KBLX audience just knows the basics, your mission statement. What are you all about? Girls Leading Girls.
Sure. So Girls Leading Girls is a nonprofit in San Francisco. We started in 2014. Our mission is to train young girls in leadership and life skills through soccer. Mm. We serve over 300 girls ages 7 to 18 here in San Francisco, Oakland, and in Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the programs and how our KBLX audience can find you and get involved.
Yeah, great. So we offer programs specific to girls. We have a curriculum that we've developed over the years that emphasizes all of the skills that you would gain from team sports. So it's not just soccer. We're really emphasizing health, nutrition, body image, peer pressure, career goals, working with these young women to become leaders on and off the soccer field. And so we have a girl soccer club called Soul, and that club has teams with all women coaches as their role models. And they play in games, they have practices multiple times a week, and we have 13 teams in that program right now. Our other program is our free after-school program. And we work with 4 schools in San Francisco and 2 in Oakland. And the girls in that program are participating through their school. We go to them at their school. We run our curriculum with our coaches. And we bring those girls into the club on scholarship.
So if the girls want to get involved with Girls Leading Girls soccer programs, do they have to go to one of the schools that you serve? Or can they find you and register outside of that?
They can find us and register outside of that. We also offer summer camps, winter clinics, winter camps. We have various events that we do. Also, we do like a leadership conference. So there's all kinds of programs that we offer throughout the year round. And there's usually no deadline to sign up if you sign up late. So we definitely offer outside of that, and they don't have to go to a specific school, or they don't have to have any real requirements in order to participate.
And what ages do you serve primarily?
Primarily 7 to 18. Our biggest group is that middle school age. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons is that statistically is the age that girls stop playing sports.
Okay.
And there's a lot of reasons behind that. And so we started this to prevent girls from dropping out of sports so that we have more girl representation in athletics, not just soccer, but all types of sports. And not just as players, but as coaches, as referees, as ownership and governance. So we're trying to keep girls in the game. We're also trying to create more women coaches and have that start with our young girls. So some of our girls go on through our program and become junior coaches mm-hmm. when they're in high school. And they can give back and volunteer and start learning also how to become a coach. And then when they go on in college, they can become a paid coach and so forth. So we're really trying to build out more women representation. And then, like I said before, we're also working on the curriculum part of emphasizing how they can transfer that into being a leader off the field.
Mm-hmm.
So on and off the field leadership, and really just emphasizing that part and being good role models for them.
Girls Leading Girls. So it's not just all about soccer. It's about training and encouraging young women to feel good about themselves and be ready to lead themselves and others into a better world, into a better life.
Exactly. Yeah. We want to give them the tools that they're going to gain anyway from playing team sports, and really emphasize that. And our vision would be to have someone like Jennifer go through our program starting at age 7, then become a junior coach, then become a paid, and then open her own branch of Girls Leading Girls. And so we could serve 300, 500 girls in every city across the globe and have these girls leading it.
Okay. Girls Leading Girls is the name of the organization, and that's the website as well. Girlsleadinggirls.org is the website. The phone number, 415-712-6618, if you want more information on how to take full advantage of these amazing programs, training women, young women in leadership and life skills through soccer. But perfect transition. Thank you, Brianna, to our young guest here today, Jennifer Lopez Valencia. You are a sixth grader.
Yes.
You are a member of Girls Leading Girls. So I want to hear how you got involved with Girls Leading Girls in the first place.
So it all started when I was in fourth grade. There was a program called Girls Leading Girls, and I wanted to try something new with my friends, obviously. And basically, my friends were like, oh yeah, we should do this since we're a part of soccer, you know, we should do something else. So I basically joined the program, and from there, I met Miss Coach Bree, and from there, she basically taught me a bunch of things, like how to pass the ball, how to kick the ball, how to do it correctly. And then after that, a year went by, and I was in sixth grade, yeah. And in fifth grade, they had told me before summer started that, oh, yeah, it's the program. And my friends was like, oh, yeah, let's do it again. So I was like, okay. So when the program started, it was around August. And from there, I met Coach Bree again, and she contacted my parents. So then from there, I just started playing for their team.
Okay. So you play on their team, and you're inspiring other young girls as well.
Yes.
Is that important to you? Do you like inspiring and working with some of the younger kids?
Yes, because, well, obviously, when they're going to grow up, they're going to want to be their example. Mm-hmm. So they're going to want to be independent and serve others.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to lead by example?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. What is one of your favorite things about the camp, or one of the things that you like look forward to doing?
Making new friends. Mm-hmm. Something that I like from Girls Leading Girls is that they're women coaches. Mm-hmm. I feel more confident around them, mm-hmm. and more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Girls Leading Girls, the organization and the work you've done there, playing soccer and helping teach and coach soccer, has brought up your confidence and how you feel about yourself?
Yes, they definitely gave me a boost.
Mm-hmm. Gave you a boost?
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were kind of sad, or you weren't really following the right path, or you were just following your friends, or what did it boost you out of?
It boosted me out of being lazy,
mm-hmm.
being able to go outside more,
mm-hmm.
being able to run more,
mm-hmm.
because my dad, he always is telling me, you should run, do this. I never wanted to get out of bed until, like, I saw my cousin, actually. She was playing soccer, and then from there, I was like, oh, Dad, I want to do something. Like, I don't just want to go home and just do my homework and talk with my friends. I wanted to do a sport. And from there, I joined a team. From that team, I joined the program,
mm-hmm.
and this is how I am now.
Girls Leading Girls. Jennifer Lopez Valencia is a sixth grader and a member of Girls Leading Girls. And how important is, going back to you, Brianna Russell, the founding executive director, how important is it for you to have the support of perhaps like Jennifer's parents, her father, parental support?
The parent support is huge, and it makes it possible for girls like Jennifer to join our program and play on a more competitive level.
Mm-hmm.
So our free after school program is where we found Jennifer, and we're able to reach her at E.R. Taylor Elementary in 2014. Once we saw how dedicated she was, how much effort she put in, her attitude, her motivation, that's when I reached out to her parents, among other girls, saying, hey, we have this opportunity for her to play on scholarship in our club program and play more regularly, have more intense training and go to tournaments and get that exposure. And without the parent support, it's almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried. We've tried to do it. I would go and pick up girls in Hunters Point, take them to practice, bring them back, and it just wouldn't work.
Sure.
We have to have the parent support. And so her parents are a huge bonus to making this possible for her. And I know Jennifer told me numerous times that she wants to play soccer in college.
Mm-hmm. You have aspirations for college? Where do you want to go?
I want to go to SF State.
SF State University.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went there. Go Gators.
Yeah, yes, go ma'am. Gators. Shout
mm-hmm.
out.
My grandma actually works there.
She works at San Francisco State?
Yes.
Okay. What does she teach?
She actually doesn't cheat. She's a janitor.
Okay. Bless her heart. Yes.
Yeah. She gave me a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
of the alligator sign on
there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say they also have a really good radio broadcast department there, and I think that you might have a little bit of a future in radio broadcast.
Definitely.
I'm just saying.
Jennifer is one of our, she's our main spokesperson now. Mm-hmm. She's so articulate. And we actually do a camp with the San Francisco State University women's team every year. Head coach Tracy and assistant coach Val are awesome to work with. And their players run the camp with me, and the girls get to have collegiate athletes as their role models and learn from them and go to the campus. So Jennifer got to do that this summer at our summer camp there. And so we want to help girls like Jennifer get the scholarship if she can, go to college, definitely encourage that and empower her to do that. I know she also has great ambitions for what she wants to do in life.
Jennifer. I want to be the director of Kaiser.
The director of Kaiser?
Yes.
Wow, that's kind of an international job there you're going for. Go.
Yeah, go for it.
You have my vote. Girls Leading Girls is the name of the organization. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. We're talking to Brianna Russell, the founding executive director, and young member Jennifer Lopez Valencia. So you have this organization active in San Francisco, Oakland, and in Nicaragua.
Yes, that's correct.
So, you know, here in the Bay and, yeah.
All the
so
way across.
How did that work out, and how do they kind of work together and integrate?
Good question. So so I started Girls Leading Girls when I was in the Peace Corps in Vanuatu in the South Pacific. And it was there that the ideas started forming because I could see how universal soccer is. Mm-hmm. It transcends race, class, gender, language, and how important it was in community change. And the women there didn't play soccer, so I went out and played, and the guys let me play after they saw that I could play. And then the girls saw me and started coming and asked me if they could play too. So we created a team, and at first there was a lot of pushback from the community on creating this team and taking these women to a FIFA-sponsored tournament. Once we went and came back and we won first place, the entire village was waiting for us with flowers to congratulate us. They were so proud. And from that moment on, they really got behind the concept. And so seeing that made me realize that soccer can really be a great tool, and it can be international, especially in countries where women have less opportunity than here in America. So Nicaragua, I was working for another nonprofit years ago, and I would go there every year, a couple times a year, and I just fell in love with the people, and they were so kind. But it was the same kind of situation as Vanuatu. And the girls wanted to play, and they saw me playing, and so we formed a team, we formed a couple teams. So every summer, we do a small league with high school girls' teams. And our girls here in San Francisco have the opportunity to go with me to Nicaragua in the summer.
Wow.
And meet these other girls, play with them, play against them, learn from each other, and get that cross-cultural sisterhood, which is basically what we're trying to build and create.
All right. So getting back to how our KBLX audience can take full opportunity of taking advantage of these amazing programs that you offer. And, of course, anything that our listeners can do to help you, volunteers, donors, sponsors, partners, more parents, you know, please, here's your chance to ask.
Yeah, all of the above. So we definitely are looking for more coaches, women that want to be coaches. We provide all the training, all the equipment, all the resources. We do monthly coach trainings as well, and this is one of the problems we're trying to solve. So definitely looking for coaches, paid coaches, also volunteers. We have events. We're always doing things on the back end administratively, could use volunteers. We're looking for organizational partners, sponsors, definitely donors to help keep our programs running, and more girls. So like I said, we offer programs year-round in the Bay Area, girls ages 7 to 18, and they can look on our website and sign up there.
All right. More information online at girlsleadinggirls.org. Brianna Russell, founding executive director, we celebrate you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And young Miss Jennifer Lopez Valencia, we appreciate you and your leadership.
And
thank you
for
have KBLX. We got your back on your pursuits to take over the world.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Girlsleadinggirls.org, again, is the website, 415-712-6618 for more information. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for connecting us to Girls Leading Girls. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.